إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فيا إخوتي وأخواتي الكرام، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله تعالى، فقد قال عز وجل: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, I remind you and myself to have the consciousness and taqwa and fear and obedience to Allah Azza wa Jal in all places, open and secret, for Allah, He sees us in all places and all times. And those who fear Him will be successful in this world and the next. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, Islam has provided a clear path for humanity, a clear, unambiguous path for guidance and success in all aspects of life, in all aspects of society. Islam has brought guidance and has brought a guidance for humanity through the text of Wahi, through revelation from above the heavens, for all areas of life and all spheres of life. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, in society, we see that Islam has laid down principles, lofty and noble principles, that lead to the success and happiness and the bringing together of people and society. These principles, they unite hearts and they do not cause separation. They bring love between people and it rectifies relationships between people and does not allow them to become separate and going apart from one another. They lead to happiness and not to destruction and falling apart of relations. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah describes this encompassing and vast nature of Islam in His Quran when He says, وَمَا فَرَطْنَا مِنَ الْكِتَابِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ وَمَا فَرَطْنَا فِي الْكِتَابِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. We have not left out anything from this book. And Allah says, جَلَّ وَعَلَى وَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابِ تِبْيَانًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَهُدًى وَرَحْمًا وَبُشْرَى لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ. Allah says, we have sent down upon you this book clarifying all things, tibyanan, making everything clear for all of our affairs, وَهُدًى وَرَحْمًا, and a guidance and a mercy, and bushra, and a good news for those who submit, lil-muslimin. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, from these noble and important principles and the guidance that the Quran brings is regulation for the financial and economic system of Muslims, which makes clear to us how to establish the economy and our dealing and our financial transactions on a solid foundation, on a foundation that is built upon noble and lofty principles and ethical and religious principles. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has revealed for us the way to transact in business with akhlaq. He has connected transaction, business, buying and selling with aqidah, with Him, with belief in Him, and with the good and noble character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So these principles in Islam of buying and selling and how to deal with one another, and even with non-Muslims in transactions. They are all connected to our belief in Allah and the noble character that we learn from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah says, فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. When the salah is finished, the Jumu'ah prayer, then go out on the earth and seek the bounty of Allah. Seek the bounty of Allah, وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. And remember Allah when you seek His bounty. And Allah says, يَا أَيُّوَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَأْكُلُوا أَمْوَالَكُمْ بَيْنَكُمْ بِالْبَاطِلِ. O you who have faith, O you who have attained to faith and consciousness of Allah, who believe in Him, do not usurp wealth wrongfully. Do not usurp wealth of one another wrongfully. You see how Allah connects iman with wealth. O you who believe, do not eat one another's wealth wrongfully. إِلَّا أَن تَكُونَ تِجَارَةً عَن تَرَاضٍ بَيْنَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ. Except if you transact with one another and you both willfully submit to a transaction, then you exchange wealth with one another. But if not, if there's not complete agreement, then the wealth is forbidden for us to take from one another. And Allah and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gives us guidance in this affair. He says, لا تزول قدم عبد يوم القيامة حتى يسأل عن أربعة. In one of the most beautiful and important ahadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he reminds us that a person on the Day of Judgment, he will not be able to move his feet on that day until he or she is asked about four things. They will not be able to move from their place. And one of them, on his wealth, عَنْ مَانِهِ مِنْ أَيْنَ اكْتَسَبَ وَفِيمَا إِنْ أَنْفَقَ. One of those four things you'll be asked about, I will be asked about, is the wealth. Where did you earn it from? And where did you spend it? We will not be able to move on that day, beloved brothers and sisters, until we answer Allah. And my beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, what Islam teaches us from important and lofty principles are many when it comes to economics and dealing in business. But they all go back to certain foundational principles, which inshallah we'll summarize as follows. The first is Sidq wa Amana. The first of these lofty principles that Islam has laid down for the benefit of society in its economic life is truthfulness, Sidq wa Amana, and trustworthiness. Being truthful and being trustworthy and honest. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah says regarding the believer, يَا أَيُّوَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. O you who believe, fear Allah and be with those who are truthful. صادقين. Be truthful. And Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمَرُكُمْ أَن تُؤَدُّوا الْأَمَانَاتِ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا. Allah commands all of us to addu, to give the trust back to their owners. To return the trust back to their owners. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us through the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding the trustworthiness and the reward for it. Al-tajiru al-ameen as-suduq ma'an-nabiyyina wal-shuhada yawm al-qiyamah. A tajir al-ameen as-suduq, the businessman who is trustworthy and he is honest. Who is he with on the Day of Judgment? What a noble company. Ma'an nabiyyin wa siddiqeen wa shuhada. The trustworthy businessman will be with the prophets and the truthful ones and the shuhada yawm al-qiyamah, the martyrs in the way of Allah, those who give their lives on the path of justice and truth. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, this hadith is narrated by Tirmidhi. And then also we find the Prophet ﷺ said, if two people, they come together and they give, they make a business transaction, in صدقاء, if they were true to one another, honest with one another, in صدقاء, so then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, بُورِكَ لَهُمَا فِي بَيْعِهِمَا, their transaction will have the barakah of Allah. It will have the blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if one of them lies, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will destroy the blessing in that transaction. So we see the importance of truthfulness with the Muslims. But this also extends to the non-Muslims in society. This trustworthiness and this truthfulness and amana, it's not just between Muslims. Of course it must be. But it should extend even to those who, the non-Muslims of society. And beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we see how Islam spread throughout the horizons by those trustworthy businessmen. Entire societies, entire nations came to Islam because of trustworthy businessmen who went and spread, who taught, went for business, but through their akhlaq, through their character and trustworthiness, the entire society has changed and came to Islam. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, trustworthiness, amana, is one of the qualities that every believer must hold on to and deal with one another in this way. This is whether he is a Muslim or a non-Muslim. He should do this. And he should not, and even if this person is a friend of his or an enemy, the Prophet ﷺ, he said, أَدِّ الْأَمَانَ إِلَى مَنْ اِتَّمَنَكَ وَلَا تَخُنْ مَنْ خَانَكَ. This is narrated by hadith, this is an authentic hadith. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, give the trust to their owners and do not betray those who betray you. Betrayal is not the sifa of a believer. A believer does not give his oath and then break his oath. He does not give his trust and then go back on his trust. He does not stab people in the back. He does not violate his contracts and oaths. He does not give his word and then turn back on his word. This is not the character of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, nor that of any true believer in Allah azza wa jal, nor is it the teaching of this beloved religion. And Islam is free from that. Islam is free from that. And the Messenger of Allah is free from that. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the second of these noble and lofty principles that Islam has laid down for society is that of tasamah, of being forgiving and lenient, and tasahun, being easy when one sells and one buys. This is the character of a believer. As the Prophet ﷺ, he said, رَحِمَ اللَّهُ رَجَلًا سَمْحًا إِذَا بَعْ سَمْحًا إِذَا اشْتَرَى سَمْحًا إِذَا قَضَى سَمْحًا إِذَا اقْتَدَى. The Prophet ﷺ said, may peace, may mercy be upon those who, if they sell something, they're easy and lenient. And if they buy something, they're lenient and easy in that transaction. And if they pay back their debt, they're easy and lenient with it. They're not so strict in demanding and giving the debt. And in requesting the debt, they're also easy and lenient. So this is the nature of a believer, that samha, he has the lenient character and the easygoing character. This is how a Muslim should be, easygoing in his transactions. And we see many examples of this, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, in our religion. When a person in debt, when the person who is in debt and the lender, he demands his money back, then we are commanded, Allah says, إِن كَانَ ذُو عُسْرَةٍ فَنَظِرَةً إِلَى مَيْسَرَةٍ. If a person, he's in straitened circumstances, and the debtor, he requests his debt, then Allah says, give him time. This is if he's able. If the lender is able to wait, then as much as he can, he should give time to the one in debt, and not to straiten him and put him into difficult circumstances. And Imam al-Bukhari, may Allah be pleased with him, said that a servant will be brought on the Day of Judgment, أُوتِيَ بِعَبْدٍ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, for it will be said to him, مَاذَا عَمِلْتَ, what have you done في الدنيا. What have you done in the dunya? What was the best action that you did? So he will say, يا رب آتيتني مالا فكنت أبايع الناس. He said, oh Allah, you gave me wealth and I used to sell to people, and it was from my character that I would overlook. I would be easy with them when I sold to them. I wouldn't be strict upon them. And if they were people in ease, they had enough wealth, I accepted from them. And if they were in straitened circumstances, then I gave them time to pay off their debts. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will say, أنا أحق به منك. I have more right to this character, this characteristic than you. تجاوزوا عن عبدي. He will say on the Day of Judgment, I have more right to this easygoing, this lenient nature. Forgive my servant. Overlook him. Forgive him. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, and we find also in the Sunnah that when a person, he purchases something and then he regrets it. He bought an item. This is called iqala. Somebody made a transaction, but then he regrets it. So then, from the character of the Muslim is to allow him to cancel the transaction. It is from the noble character of a believer to answer and to let him cancel this out. And the Prophet ﷺ said, "Man aqala musliman aqala Allahu ithrata." Whoever cancels out the transaction of a regretful Muslim, Allah will cancel out his mistakes, his sins. So this is again one of the lofty and noble principles of Islam. Beloved brothers and sisters, we also see one of the great and noble principles of economy in Islam is that any transaction, any wealth that is transferred, it must be with complete agreement of its owner. Complete and absolute satisfaction and agreement of the owner. And no wealth can be taken from a person wrongfully, with dhulum. And the Prophet ﷺ said that even a person, it is not permissible for a Muslim to take a sick from a brother Muslim without his permission, without tlib enough, without him being satisfied with that. Even an asar, a stick. And Allah says, أَإِلَّا أَن تَكُونَ تِجَارَةً عَن تَرَاضٍ مِّنْكُمْ. Except to be a business transaction where both parties are completely in agreement, complete and total agreement. This is one of the conditions in Islam. And the Prophet ﷺ, he said, do not take the wealth of a brother Muslim except with the pleasure of his soul. Tlib enough. What a beautiful quality that is described, that his soul is happy with it. And so Islam prevents and forbids dhulum, oppressing others in their wealth. And one of the examples of oppressing others in wealth is if a wealthy person refuses to pay off his debt. This is also forbidden in Islam. The Prophet ﷺ said, مَطْلُ الْغَنِي ظُلُمْ. A wealthy person, he doesn't pay back his debts. This is ظُلُمْ. This is evil. This is wrong. Somebody gave you money, or they did a transaction with you and accepted that you would pay later, and then you refuse, or one refuses to pay that off. This is a type of ظُلُمْ. And this is something that is forbidden. And the Prophet ﷺ, he said, مَنْ أَخَذَ أَمْوَالَ النَّاسِ يُرِيدُ أَدَاءَهَا أَدَّ اللَّهُ عَنْهَا. If somebody, he takes a loan and he intends to pay it back, then Allah will help him. He will pay it off for him. And whoever takes a loan and he wants to destroy or waste the wealth, then Allah will cause him to be destroyed. A very stern warning for those of us, for all of us, to not wrong others in their wealth and to overlook the faults of those who are in debt. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, from the evil ways of taking wealth without right is cheating in a transaction. Ghish, hiding the faults of something that one is selling, and trickery in transactions. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, مَنْ غَشَّنَا فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا. Whoever cheats us is not from us, is not from the followers of the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this is not the behavior, the character of Islam. This is not the character of a Muslim noble businessman or woman. This is the character of others who do not fear Allah, who do not answer to a higher authority, who do not fear the standing in front of Allah on the day of resurrection. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we see the Prophet ﷺ, he forbade all types of ambiguity in a transaction. Every transaction that is ambiguous, it is nullified in Islam. Again, because it could lead to taking the wealth of a person without his satisfaction. This ambiguity could lead to harm and ill feeling between the Muslims. So this is what is forbidden. These are some of the things that are forbidden in Islam. Inshallah, we'll continue for a few more of these noble principles. Inshallah ta'ala, أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم وسائر المسلمين استغفروه إنه الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد النبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم تقبل منا وزدنا علما كثيرا يا أرحم الراحمين أما بعد. Servants of Allah, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, from the noble and lofty principles in Islam is that every transaction that leads to ill feeling between those involved is forbidden. Every transaction that harms the feelings between brothers in Islam is forbidden. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, المسلم أخو المسلم لا يظلمه ولا يسلمه ومن كان في حاجة حاجة أخيه كان الله في حاجته. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, the believers are brothers to one another. They do not oppress one another. And if somebody is in the service of his brother in need, then Allah will be in his service. Allah will take care of his need. And whoever takes care, وَمَنْ فَرَّجَ عَنْ مُسْلِمْ كَرْبَةً فَرَّجَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ كَرْبَةً مِنْ قَرْبِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Whoever removes the difficulty, the stress, or the difficult circumstance of a believer, Allah will remove his difficulty on the Day of Judgment. May Allah remove our hardships and difficulties on the Day of Judgment. Ya Rabbil Alameen. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, from the types of transactions forbidden in Islam is taking advantage of a Muslim in need. Taking advantage of the needs of people by withholding something that they're in need of. By monopolizing products and keeping it from them when they're in a time of need. The Prophet ﷺ, he said that لَا يَحْتَكِرْ إِلَّا خَاطِئ. Nobody withholds the goods from the people when they're in need except a wrongdoer. So this is again to lead to provide the needs of the people and to prevent wronging them and making it difficult for them. And so the scholars, they say that when there is a need among society for food or for a product, and one has the product and withholds it, this is forbidden in Islam. One must provide that, and they should not withhold it in order to wait for the price to go high so that they could take advantage of that need of people. This is not the character of a Muslim to take advantage of the weakness of people and the needs of people. This is the character of those who do not fear Allah Azza wa Jalla. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, finally, when the characteristics of the Muslim is benevolence and kindness and selling. Al-Ihsan. And this is throughout our religion. Ihsan, benevolence and kindness, is from the character of Muslims. But even in transaction, even in buying and selling, in economics with one another, in one of those examples, the Prophet ﷺ, he said that As-Sulhu Khair, or Allah Azza wa Jal, he says making it, an agreement. Two people, they have an argument, and they sit down together and work out an agreement. This is khayr, this is goodness. This is a type of kindness where two people, they each believe they have a right. I have a right, he's not giving me. The other says, no, I have a right, he's not giving me. They sit down in kindness in order to achieve love between one another. Each of them gives up part of their rights. They meet halfway. They try to make an agreement. This is from the noble characteristics of the Muslim in his dealings in finances. Allah says, "Ahsinu, inna Allah yuhibbul muhsinin." Allah says, "Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsan." We say it many times, but what does it mean by being forgiving of one another and overlooking each other's faults, inshaAllah ta'ala? And also we see that from the ihsan in Islam is to have mercy for those who purchase, and not to put middlemen in between buyers and sellers. This is actually part of the sharia. We began the khutbah talking about how Islam, it laid down complete principles for all of life. And you see, even such a fine and little, or a subject that we wouldn't normally expect, the sharia of Islam regulates it. That if a person comes from the country and he wants to sell his products to the people in a city, it's not allowed for a person to come from the city and meet him before he enters the city and buy his products and then bring it back and sell it to the people. Why is that? Because he's going to raise the price. If the man who produced it, he sold it to the people, it would be a direct transaction and the price would be less for the people. But if a middleman goes in between, they're going to raise the price on the consumers and society. And again, Islam guarding the rights of people, it protected us from this type of increase in price. SubhanAllah, glory be to Allah who has perfected His religion and His sharia. May Allah give us the blessings of the Quran al-Kareem and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات اللهم اشف مرضى المسلمين في كل مكان اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا يا رب العالمين اللهم فقهنا في الدين وتب علينا توبة نصوحة اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين في كل مكان اللهم انصر الإسلام وعز المسلمين يا رب العالمين يا أرحم الراحمين عباد الله اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم وأقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على السلام حي على السلام حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت السلام قد قامت السلام الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون وأنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت فيقول رب لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب فأصدق وأكن من الصالحين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ولن يؤخر الله نفسا إذا جاء أجلها والله خبير بما تعملون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله